You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Leave your sports balls at home and adjust your pocket protectors, because it's time for another episode of Nerd Overload, your pop and geek culture show that talks about all the geek stuff that you love. I'm Cody Pinnick.
I'm Sam Dunham.
I'm Josh Harrison.
And I'm Samantha Cross.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you for tuning in. We got some news, but first, as always, let's talk about some things we've been checking out.
I've still been stuck in Fallout.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Is it ruining your life? Do you need to be one of those guys in that video about how Fallout has ruined your life?
I think so.
You missed homework.
Yeah, I've missed homework assignments pretty much because of it.
Oh wow, Mr. Pinnick.
For shame.
I am disappointed.
I can't stop playing it. When I'm not playing it, I'm thinking about it.
He's playing it right now.
Like, I've been walking around and looking at stuff and being like, oh, I could scrap that for, you know, 5 rubber if I see, like, a pile of tires. I saw a metal folding chair and was like, oh, there's a couple screws in that.
Oh, oh my man. God.
That's awesome.
I'm a broken man who can only play Fallout.
Well, at least it's a, I won't say it's a healthy addiction, but could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be heroin.
Hey, you were telling me yesterday about, like, you're kind of like the Shadow, kind of?
Oh, yeah, there's a quest, and it's kind of spoilers, but not really, because it's okay. Not part of the main story. But there's a comic studio you can find in, like, downtown Boston called Hubris Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a costume for a character called the Silver Shroud, which is, like, kind of like the Shadow or the Spirit-style character.
Okay.
Which you can actually listen to the serials.
Oh, nice.
Too. But later you find a guy who's like, the Wasteland needs the Silver Shroud now more than ever. You know, you should be him. And then he takes the costume and he soups it up so you could be the Silver Shroud.
Oh, that's awesome. Like a real one?
Yeah.
Like, what does it do? Does it do anything special, or is it just,
no,
it looks neat?
It looks cool and is a decent armor.
Oh, okay.
You would actually use.
Outside your gassed up power armor?
Yeah. And he'll give you missions over the radio, like the same radio station that plays the serials. Occasionally he'll come in and give you a mission to go kill somebody bad.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you leave your little calling card behind so everybody knows it was the Silver Shroud that did it.
That is cool. Oh, man. I've never played a Fallout game. I've never really had the inkling because I'm not, because I don't really do a whole lot of first-person, like, shooters or whatever.
It's a first-person shooter, but it's more like an RPG with guns.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
but
you don't really even have to first-person shoot hardly because you can kick into vats and it auto-aims.
Okay.
Like, based on statistics.
Yeah, it's not quite like Borderlands, where it's like, kind of like a skill of like a Call of Duty.
Okay. Well, to finish my thought,
I've
never played it, but that, more than the story, like the main story itself, that is really kind of pulling me in. It's really making me think about it. You know, in a year or two when it goes on sale, I might pick it up and try it.
I tell you, there's one thing that I do like about Bethesda is they do craft some really fun side quests.
Yeah.
Cool.
And with all the faults, everything I was worried about, you know, being crappy in Fallout 4, it's still, most of the stuff I was worried about, I was right to be worried about it because they didn't fix it. But for some reason, it's still a completely entrancing, addicting, amazing game.
Ah, cool.
I can't put my finger on exactly why I can't stop playing it. Because by all intents and purposes, it's like it's not as good as The Witcher or... But I'm not playing The Witcher, am I? I'm playing Fallout, and I can't stop.
You got Nuka-Cola running through your veins.
Yeah. Other than that, we watched the Doctor Who.
Yeah, I am not happy with the new Doctor Who.
Yeah, last week's Doctor Who, because by the time this airs, there'll be another one coming on.
Right.
It was just hot garbage. It was terrible.
Have you guys seen it?
I haven't, but you can go ahead.
I'm not going to, so go ahead.
Yeah, don't watch it.
All right.
Well, first it was a found footage style, which,
nope,
I hate.
No, thank you.
Yeah, instantly that's garbage.
Well, they didn't even do, like, the theme. It was weird.
Yeah, there was no theme sequence.
Hmm.
But they arrive on a space station, And like, you know, like they do, you know.
Well, no, it starts off with this doctor-looking guy that pops up like it's a pre-recorded video saying, like, don't watch this.
And I wish I would have listened. yeah, don't watch this. And then it gets into the actual episode. We don't start with the doctor. We start with a group, a ragtag group of disposable Doctor Who characters that every episode has.
at least one episode, somebody's going to die.
Yeah. And then they run into the doctor and Clara later. And there's monsters on the ship.
And, like you do.
Yeah. But the monsters are literally made out of your eye crusty eye boogers.
Really?
Explain like the sleep.
Well, this is a future world where they have this machine called, what was it called? This is a Mobius?
No. Yeah, Mobius.
Yeah, a Mobius machine that will condense all your sleep for a month into 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I can use that.
so you can be more productive and not waste time sleeping.
Okay.
But apparently...
I wouldn't be productive at all.
Apparently this is making your eye boogers collect up. It, like, infects you somehow and makes monsters out of your eye boogers.
That's really bad.
Eye boogers.
That's
literally walking sandy eye booger monsters.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it could have, like, just had, like, the monsters come to life or something. Like, your nightmares come to life.
Oh, yeah. That would have been much better.
But eye boogers.
And it turns out the found footage isn't even being recorded by a camera. It's the eye dust in the air recording everything that's going on.
What?
But the monsters are blind. They can't see.
Oh, yeah, because they have too much eye booger in their eyes.
But the dust can record and see. So it's like, wait, so they can't see, but they can see?
That's...
And they can hear just fine.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, glad I skipped that one. That sounds really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, but the big twist at the end was... You're watching the thing that infects you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the ring?
All through the show, that like it would like have like a process like kind of like staticky. Like every once in a while it would like...
It would go like... Shh.
Yeah.
Apparently that was what infects you.
Oh.
And the doctor from the beginning is a ear booger man. Or eye, not ear booger man. Eye booger man. He's made of earwax. That's next week.
Yeah, that's it.
My favorite.
He's the eye booger man. And maybe the story didn't even happen at all. It might have been fake that he made to get you to watch it. So not only that, it might have been just a waste of time.
Jeez.
You know, there have been some bad Doctor Who episodes. That sounds like literally the worst one ever.
You should watch it. It's bad.
Oh, no, I planned on it because it's Doctor Who and that's what I do, but...
It's bad.
It's a shame because, like, every other episode this season has been great. Like, grade A, great Doctor Who episodes.
Oh, yeah. The girl who died and the woman who lived were amazing.
Yeah. And I walked out of it because we watched it at Grandview Theater like we always do. I walked out and I went, well, they can't all be winners.
That was a real Tardimus Prime.
Yeah. Was that about the same reaction for everyone in the audience, do you think? Or... Yeah,
I think so. And yeah. I've been reading reviews of it online, and most of them were like, what the heck was that? Even Nerdist, who is always like, rah, rah, everything's great, yay, was like, this is terrible. The only positive review I saw was IGN, and they're just like a bunch of monkeys slamming keys on keyboards over there. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm never going to get a job at IGN now.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Well, my check it out hasn't actually happened yet, but by the time everyone hears this, it will have. The next Marvel Netflix series comes out Friday, which, pull back the veil a little bit, we're recording this a Thursday morning, so tomorrow. It's called Jessica Jones, and I am really excited for it, and we'll probably
really excited too.
Binge most of it through the weekend. So, it looks really good. You know, I wasn't, when they first announced the four series, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Power Man, or, Iron Fist, sorry, Luke Cage is Power Man. Jessica Jones was really the one that I wasn't real keen on.
She's not really that big of a character.
Well, she's not as old as the other ones.
Yeah.
She hasn't been around. She's been around since maybe late 90s, early 2000s. Actually, I think it was early 2000s.
Yeah.
when Alias came out. But of all the characters, yeah, I wasn't
not,
just
not
really
the
feeling
Alias
it.
That was on TV.
No, that's actually why they had to call the series Jessica Jones. And actually, at one point, they changed the book to Alias, or a.k.a. Jessica Jones,
yeah.
because they just couldn't
deal with the name.
With it. But the more trailers I've watched of it, the more I've gotten into it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's starting... They are actually giving her the superpowers that she has in the book. She has super strength. Like, there's one trailer where she, you know, she's a... The main story is she was a superhero for maybe, like, a month and a half when she got her superpower, super strength, and resist and durability and stuff. And came across a major supervillain named the Purple Man, or in this show...
Kilgrave.
Zebediah Kilgrave, who had, I think, the mind control bits of Professor X, but being used by the worst person possible, is what this
guy does. A British
man. Yeah. actually, in the comics, he's German.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be weird.
Yeah, but in the show, he's British. Yeah.
Because David Tennant can't do accents.
Because it's David Tennant. Yeah, of course. But she was mind controlled like a month into her superhero career to do some really awful, awful, awful things and have awful things done to her. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
Zebediah Kilgrave, the Purple Man, is the worst human being known to man. And then she just quit and became a raging alcoholic. And the comic was about her starting up a detective agency as, you know, a civilian, as Jessica Jones, because her superhero name, Jewel, was known. And it seems like this show is going to be following that. So you have, you know, a hard-drinking female detective with super strength going up against the slimiest David Tennant character you will ever watch. And that includes Barty Crouch from the Harry Potter movies.
Hello, Father.
Yeah. but no, I'm really excited for it. I've seen some trailers with, specifically with David Tennant, mm-hmm. and oh man.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Like, they had one that came out today, I think, and it was like, her like freaking out thinking she was going to make him mad.
Yeah. And another thing that's interesting is Daredevil pops up at one point, or at least Matt Murdock does at one point.
I think Luke Cage is in the series too.
Luke Cage is a supporting character.
And Misty Knight, I think.
And Misty Knight and a version of Patsy Walker who is Hellcat.
Yeah.
So
AKA Hellcat.
AKA Hellcat, yeah, which is a comic that's coming out soon.
Yeah, it comes out next month. I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
sounds
me too.
Good.
Yep. But no, I'm excited for this show. I think it's going to be great.
If it's going to be anything like Daredevil, it will be amazing.
Yes.
Because honestly, Daredevil was one of the best series I've seen in a long time.
And Daredevil Season 2 is looking to be even better.
I know. And that's like February?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's soon. They're really
cranking that one
up. Yeah.
Well,
do you think... sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, go ahead. No.
Do you think they'll say that Jessica Jones and Kilgrave are Inhumans? Going with the whole worldwide Terrigen Mist thingy from S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I would accept the way the show is being... The way it seems like the show is being written is that she was a superhero a few years ago, before the Inhuman Terrigen Mist stuff hit.
Okay.
If they say that on this show and they try to tie it into S.H.I.E.L.D., I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But I don't think
so.
That's
maybe
what
they're
it's
just going
be.
With there are just some people out there that have extraordinary abilities.
Sometimes things just happen.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with it.
Well, that's
I was just curious.
Well, I mean, that's what they're going to do with Luke Cage. I mean, he was a ex-con that was wrongfully imprisoned, and in order to get his sentence commuted, he was subjected to some scientific tests, which made his skin steel hard. Which is interesting when he takes when he gets shot with bullets, because you know he has bullet like dents in him.
Yeah.
Because his skin is super, you know, like metal.
Yeah, Luke Cage did harden. It was super effective.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be great. And yeah, I'm really surprised they're pushing Daredevils as soon. But from the way it sounds, they're actually going to push back the Iron Fist movie or show and make it a movie.
Oh, see, I heard they're not even really sure, 100% sure they're even going to still do Iron Fist right now.
Oh, they're going to do Iron Fist. They're just they're removing his show slot and filling it with Punisher, because everything they've said from like pre-production of Daredevil Season 2, the Punisher is going to be like the breakout star. He's going to steal the show, basically.
Well, hopefully he does a really good job.
Yeah, it's that guy from
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. What's his name?
His name was Shane on The Walking
Yeah,
Dead.
Yeah. But he's got like a really weird name.
John Boyega.
No.
He's the guy from Star Wars.
No, not our new Jedi Finn.
Maybe Jedi. We don't know.
He's got a lightsaber. That's all we really
That
know.
Doesn't mean anything.
I know.
General Grievous had a lightsaber.
He had a lot of lightsabers.
Yes, he did.
Way too many.
He had like four of them, swing them around like an idiot. He's the worst Star Wars character. I hate General Grievous.
The worst Star Wars character?
Well,
are you
the
sure?
Worst.
Are you sure?
One of the
we'll
worst.
We'll talk about that guy later.
Yeah.
General Grievous is the Poochie of Star Wars, though. He's like, you guys like lightsabers? I got four of them. I'm spinning them around. Look at me. I'm such a cool guy.
Everyone talks to General Grievous, and when he's off screen, everyone asks, where's General Grievous? But anyways, that's really my check it out, and it hasn't even happened yet. The other one, did we talk about the Nintendo badge game?
No, we didn't.
Last week? Yeah, Nintendo, the 3DS, they have a new free to start, and I say free to start, game where you basically, it's like a crane game.
It's literally a crane machine.
Yeah, it is just a crane game, and you win like little decorations for your home screen. And I've yet to put any money into it, but...
I don't know, I've put maybe $5
Cody.
Into it.
Yeah. But I mean, you get enough free goes, you can get like a free play a day, basically.
Yeah.
And it's fun, it's stupid, it's like baby's first,
there's
like microtransactions.
There's a little pink bunny that follows you around the whole time you play. He's like a salesman, like the salesman bunnies from
the Mi Plaza.
Yeah, and he's super charming and funny and well written. And and like normally you would think a salesman bunny that's following you around to goad you into paying money would be annoying, but it's kind of a joy to have.
Well, I like when you say no, I don't want to spend money. He goes, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He doesn't go, oh,
kinda
I'm
like,
so sad that you're not
like
spending.
Kind of like Rusty's son.
Yeah. Rusty's real deal was great.
I still need to finish that game. I haven't gotten through the entire storyline yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Nintendo knows how to do free-to-play somehow.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do a lot of free-to-play games, but when they do, like, they don't feel, like, super crappy about asking for your money.
I hope that translates over to their iOS games.
Yeah.
Here in a couple months, because they're all, I think NDA said, or DNA, sorry, not NDA. DNA has said that they're, all of their first line of app games are going to be free to play or free to start. But yeah, it's fun. It's dumb. It, you know, and again, it's not, it has yet to cost me anything. So
my home screen is just hideous with badges everywhere.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there are some badges that I just don't care for.
Oh,
that
yeah.
have popped up. Like the
Pushmo. Pushmo, yeah. No,
I don't care.
Want those. I don't want the Pikmin.
Yeah.
I got a sweet Mewtwo one the other day, though.
Oh, you got the Mewtwo one?
Yeah.
Nice. I tried to get that because I had a couple free plays and ended up with a couple of Abras.
Which I like the Abracadabra and Alakazam line. That's one
yeah,
of my
that
favorite
is pretty
Pokemon.
Cool. Yeah.
But I'm like, I gotta have that Mewtwo for some reason. I don't know why. I don't want to know why I feel like I need to have these either, because they're just stupid, like, JPEGs that you
oh,
put
yeah.
on your home screen.
I mean, they're high res. I mean, they look nice, yeah. but yeah, they're just dumb. Dumb
just,
stuff.
It just makes it feel like they have value because you have the plays are limited or you have to pay for them. So it makes it feel like these badges have some sort of value when they actually don't.
They have zero value. Yeah. Like, zero.
I love all the Pixel ones, though.
Those oh,
ones
those
are my
cool.
favorite.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
And the Pixel Game Boy and the Pixel Famicom. And
Those are cool. I like the ones that actually do stuff. Like, you can replace your...
Yeah.
Your
I don't
actual...
have any of those.
Yeah, I picked up a couple of those, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you replace your system icons with customized ones.
Yeah. And that's cool. Anyway, that's it for me.
Well... My check it out kind of has a theme, but it's the theme that pretty much is my life.
Okay.
And
let me see, D&D or
LARP?
No. Something that's been around
Star
with me
Wars
for,
Battlefront.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
If it's Star Wars, I'm doing it. But yeah, so I got Star Wars Battlefront, the first new game I have bought new in a very long time.
Yeah.
Actually.
You should have got Fallout.
I know.
It's probably better.
I thought about it. I know, but I really enjoy the Battlefield games, and this is basically that.
Star Wars Battlefront, Battlefield.
Yeah, pretty much. But, oh man, I actually went through yesterday and played every mode you can play in the multiplayer yesterday.
Nice.
I have actually been playing this game so much, I have been sacrificing sleep.
Oh, that's not good.
And going to work on 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, God.
3 hours of sleep. And doing overtime. And then going home, taking the fastest shower I think I've ever done in my life, and then back into the fray.
You might have a problem there, dude.
That's, yep.
It's crazy.
Sounds like me. Well, no, I haven't been sacrificing sleep, but I haven't been doing all my homework.
Yeah, well, I don't have homework, so what else do I really got to do? I don't have no schoolings. But anyway, Battlefront, man, there's only one thing I haven't done yet. I haven't done the single player fighting waves of guys things yet.
I heard it's pretty skimpy.
I don't know. I, like I said, I haven't really gotten into it. A lot of my time has been spent flying around in fighter squadron mode, where you are automatically put into an air vehicle and you fly and have dogfights.
Cool.
Oh man, it's hard and unforgiving. Because there are a lot of people out there that are a lot better than me at flying. But I'm getting better.
That's good.
And I'm like all the time like flying way below everyone else, kind of skimming the ground, looking for the hero tokens so I can murder everyone. Because right now there are only two heroes available in that mode, and that's the Millennium Falcon and Boba Fett Slave One. And the Slave One is, in my opinion, far superior. Like, the Falcon's not bad. You're basically a flying tank. Even though you're supposed to be like one of the fastest ships in the galaxy.
Yeah.
But it seems slow. But I think it's because it's so big. And it's got your blaster, and then it's got a speed boost thing it can do, a shield thing it can do for you to kind of take a hit. Oh, I can't remember. I think it's like a torpedo or something. But anyway, and Slave One has probably the best thing ever. It has a sensor like disruptor. So basically, every time you get a warning that you're getting locked on or a missile's coming at you, you just hit that and it.
Sweet.
Gone. But there's something just so satisfying of chasing somebody around. And seriously, it's one of my favorite sound effects ever from the new trilogy was when you actually got to see Slave One actually doing some stuff in like episode two is the sound of the nose gun just whip flapping real quick. And for some reason, it's so satisfying for me. To hear that sound. And it's great. And then, you know, the rumbling engine. It's so good. I was flying around, and some guy was in the Falcon. And he kept turning it to where the top of the ship was facing me pretty much the entire time. And I just slow way down on the throttle. And actually, apparently, when you slow all the way down, it makes your guns more powerful.
Huh.
Versus the faster you're going, the less powerful your guns are. He kept just turning his big old wide face right into me. And I was just like, I don't even have to lock onto you. I'm just shooting, and I'm just tearing you apart because you're stupid, and you can't fly. And this is coming from a terrible pilot. But that was fun. Walker Assault is fun. Endor is unforgiving. Oh, my God. Trees, 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 trees. And apparently I got hit in the head with a rock by an Ewok, and I didn't even realize it because an achievement popped up saying I got it. I was like, okay. But apparently you can't kill the Ewoks like you could in, like, the past Battlefronts.
Aw. Mm.
But anyway.
No teddy bear murder.
No teddy bear murder. The game is beautiful. DICE, I mean, I hate EA, and I hate giving money to EA, but DICE really crafted a very beautiful game. I mean, it makes everything just, like, the immersion just way better. Like, if say you're, like, inside a cave or a base, and you're coming to a door to the outside, you can't really see outside very well because your eyes have not adjusted yet.
Huh.
Hmm.
And when you get out there, there's kind of like a flare, and then you're out in it. It's really cool on Hoth when you're like coming out of the hangar base.
It's cool on Hoth?
But yeah, I know.
That's what I've heard.
But with the sun reflecting off the snow and everything makes it real hard to see. There's some like other effects on other planets, like smoke and clouds, and it's just really, it's so pretty. Oh my God. I wish the character customization was a little better.
Mm.
It's different heads, and a lot of them you have to either unlock or buy. The rebels, you can, once you get down far enough, you can start unlocking like alien heads for like different alien races.
That's cool.
Stormtroopers, you're either a male stormtrooper or a female stormtrooper, and the only real difference is the female stormtrooper's belt kind of rides a little higher, and you still got a helmet. Or you can go as a helmetless stormtrooper and look ridiculous with the same heads you could get for the rebels, or same human heads.
Okay.
And eventually, when you reach max level, you can buy either Shadow Trooper armor for the Empire or Scout Trooper armor.
Okay.
Granted, they haven't released any of the expansions yet. There's going to be 4 expansions. They're
going to cost money, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's a Battlefield game.
It's EA.
It's EA. They're going to hoard as much money as they can out of this thing.
Not like Splatoon, where all your updates are free.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? But I don't have Wii U, which makes me sad.
You should.
I know, right? But yeah, I'm playing that a lot. Really enjoy it. There's a really interesting game mode called Droid Run, and there's like the little gonk droids, the little square guys.
Oh, nice.
I love those guys.
Running around, and they are the control points that you fight over.
Oh, that's
but they,
cool.
But they move around the map, and it's kind of like gonk. Gonk, and you got to sit there and hit the button and hold it, and then your team captures it. And you by the end of like the 6-minute match, you have to control a majority of them to win.
That's kind of fun.
Oh yeah, it's a roving control point kind of game, like a moving conquest.
Yeah, capture the flag, but the flags are moving.
They have another mode called supply or cargo run.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, and that's very much capture the flag. Is you gotcha. have a cargo box, they have a cargo box, you take it, you bring it back to your base. You know,
gotcha. Boom. Okay.
The heroes for the rebels are Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Princess Leia.
Okay.
I haven't played as Han Solo. Princess Leia is kind of garbage.
Aww.
She's not. I wish she was better. She can't really do a whole lot. She can throw down a shield for your squad to hide behind. Or she can throw down a hero health token, and it's kind of lame. Luke is very fast, very jumpy, you know, force pushy, lightsaber smashy.
Mm-hmm.
The Empire has Vader, the Emperor, and Boba Fett.
Nice.
Boba Fett is fun. He jetpacks around.
His backpack's got jets.
He has a flamethrower, which
he's
is
Boba the Fett.
He bounty hunts for Jabba Hutt to finance his vet.
It's a shame we can't play that song.
I know, right?
Yeah. MC Chris, Fett's Vet. Look it up.
And it's great.
It's a great song, but you'll find out real quick why we can't play it during the break.
Because it's MC Chris.
Yeah.
He chills in deep space. A mask is over his face.
But yeah, a flamethrower, which is pretty much an instant kill. He's got like a wrist rocket. Yeah, he's nuts. The
you
Emperor
got all the stuff Boba Fett should have.
Yeah. You got all the stuff he can got. The Emperor, for the most part, shoots lightning, and it's nuts. I mean, it's pretty much if you walk into it, you're not going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does the crazy flying corkscrew thing he did in episode 3 of the Revenge of the Sith.
Awesome.
It was terrifying the very first time I saw it. Like I'm sitting there, like he like walks around like an old man pushing a shopping cart. So he's like. Do it. And then I'm sitting there and I'm shooting at him and he just like the guy like looked straight at me and all of a sudden woo, right in my face. I'm like, oh, what the crap was that? If you like the Battlefield games and you love Star Wars, I recommend it. My other check it out, make it real quick, is I caught up on all the Star Wars comics up to this week.
Okay, cool.
Last week. Because there's a Chewie I don't have, and a Vader from last week I don't have, and this week had Vader down, the first crossover event they have.
Right.
And Star Wars 12 came out.
Right.
Anyway, I finished the Shattered Empire storyline. Really good. It gives me some theories on the new movie.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't want to read it.
Yeah. Well, not so much. It's not nothing. It's really. It's something. There may be more than just maybe one or two force sensitive characters.
I don't care. I don't want to know. I want to go into this. Force Awakens as fresh, as funky fresh as possible.
I haven't even watched that Japanese trailer they've been throwing around.
A new TV spot was released today too.
It's a good thing I don't have TV.
Yeah.
Chewie. I got the Chewbacca comics. They're fun. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that Chewie is not translated.
Yeah, that's cool.
And a lot of it's told through body language with him. Mm-hmm. The art is really pretty. I mean, it's comparatively to the other books, it's really, really pretty.
Cool.
Like one of the first times you see Chewie in the book, he's laying in the middle of a field next to a ship that is broken and won't fly anymore. It's like a big like meadow of flowers, and he's just enjoying the crap out of it.
That's cool.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Star Wars all the time because I have a problem.
Okay, did you watch Life Day yesterday, Wednesday? Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh.
Yesterday was Life Day, dude. It's when the show first aired back in the 70s.
I remember I've never seen it.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I've only seen the only part of the Christmas special I've ever seen is the little animated segment where Luke meets Boba Fett.
You call yourself a fan.
I've only seen, was it Angela Lansbury?
B. Arthur.
No, B. Arthur. I've only seen that the song that she sings in it.
You have not lived until you've seen Carrie Fisher on some kind of drug.
Oh, yeah.
While there. Like, eyes are half closed, slurring her lines.
Oh,
just,
God.
Yeah, oh, man.
It was 1978.
Yes, the height of her addiction. And yes, she was definitely on something during that special. But no, it aired and I caught as much of it as I could. I've seen it before, but I've caught as much of it as I could. And it's still as bad as ever. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we will talk about some news.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 127 South Sandusky Avenue in downtown Bucyrus, 419-562-0404, and online at subcultureoh.com.
We're back. That was Weird Al with the song Yoda. It's seemed pretty fitting talking about Star Wars stuff right before. So, great song.
I have that effect.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Do it. Play Weird Al.
Do it.
Yeah, so you just waved your hand and said, you will play Weird Al, and that's pretty much took care of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, we have some news to go over. First one, real quick, right off the bat, the Mystery Science Theater Kickstarter funded. Took them less than a week.
Which we talked about a whole lot last week.
We're not going to go into it too much this week. They're still looking for, it doesn't mean they're done looking for backers, I guess.
Yeah, because that's what they really wanted was the full $5.5 million to make a full season.
Right. Right now they have 3 episodes. They're less than $1 million away from having doubling that to 6. Which is cool.
Yeah, I'm happy with just any amount of new Mystery Science Theater episodes.
I am too.
I really want the full season. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's going to happen.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be really close. I don't think they're making as much money as what they originally thought they would.
Surprises me too, because you think there are enough crazy, diehard Mystery Science Theater 3000 fans out there that this would have been funded first 2 minutes of them announcing it.
How many of them have deep pockets?
I think the problem is they're being buttholes about the cast being different.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, that was 20 years ago.
Well, yeah. That's what he originally wanted.
He wanted different. So, anyway, you were right about the casting. Jonah Ray is going to be the host, the human host, which is cool.
Yeah. He's a good fit, I think.
He's a very good fit. Again, his stand-up and stuff, I don't know, something never sat with me, but
I've never listened to his stand-up, actually.
It's fine, it's good, but, you know, it was never really, you know, my thing. But I think he's going to do a good job. He's going by Jonah Heston instead of Jonah Ray or Jonah Rodriguez or whatever his real last name is, which is cool. I mean, they had Joel Robinson. That's not his real name, and anywhere that's not Mystery Science Theater, Michael J. Nelson goes by Michael J. Nelson instead of Mike.
Yeah.
So it's a good fit. We're waiting to see who the new Mad is, and I'm calling it. I think it's Felicia Day.
Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe if they announce Felicia Day, you know, all the other nerds will just come out like, Felicia Day in something? Take all my money.
Well, you're going to get a lot of that, but I made a mistake and read the comment section and people on Twitter about it, and there is a large group of people that said, if Felicia Day is the new Mad, I'm going to take back my money.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can cancel your pledge because it doesn't fund until December 12th. Oh. So you don't. So you're just right now. You're just saying I will give you money on this date, and you can cancel it at any time.
Okay.
But yes, I've seen a lot of people say that, you know, I don't want. Not her. No, thank you.
Why?
I'm taking my
That's
money back.
That's the thing I don't understand.
People are stupid.
Well, she's one of them social justice warriors.
Yeah, and people should just be happy that there's any Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
And Felicia Day is a good part. How much of the show was actually the Mads?
Like 5 minutes.
Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, they really had nothing to do with.
Yeah, and the Mad isn't about riffing. It's just about being weird.
Yeah. Like, and Felicia Day can do that very well.
She's very good at being the weird.
So, yeah. Honestly, I'm more interested to see who they actually got the voices for the robots.
Yeah.
Because I can't place them.
No, I don't know.
Servo sounds different. That one's going to take a little bit getting used to be honest, because yeah. Kevin Murphy for so many years has been.
He's closer to J. Elvis than he is Kevin Murphy.
Yeah, yeah. And the Crow sounds just like Crow. He sounds about right. So I'm curious to see who they got for that. I don't know.
It's like if you're expecting this to be the same thing that you watched when you were a kid, it's not...
It's
I got bad news for you. Nothing is going to be the same as it was when you watched it when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Stop trying to think that any remake of anything, and I'm including Star Wars and anything, is going to be that good. It's not.
Oh, yeah. You just have to take it as a new property.
Yeah.
And go from there.
You just have to go in, like, don't expect it to be... Just expect it to be good.
Yeah.
Don't expect it to be the same as when you were 8, because nothing is going to be as amazing.
And would
you
really
you
want it to
8.
Be the same when you were 8? Because if you're not growing, you're dying, you know? If you're not changing, then you get stagnant. So, I don't know. I'm excited for it. They have my money. So, well, they will on the 12th. So, and I hope they get a full season. I would be, right now I'm guessing they're probably going to get, I don't think they're going to get the full season. They might get to the 4.4, which would be 9 episodes, which might be enough. Which might be enough for a network to pick them up. I don't think they're going to get 5.5 million. I just, something deep down, it's just not, I don't think it's going to happen.
I think Joel said it best in one of his posts, like, it's like Doctor Who. You'll always have your doctor that you like the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can still appreciate anything after.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a very true statement.
And then he said Tom Baker was his favorite doctor.
Well, he's got my vote.
So, but yeah, that was your Mystery Science Theater update, I guess.
You'll probably get one next week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we're passionate about this project. Yeah. You know? We want to make sure everyone knows about it. So
it's one of the few Kickstarters I'm actually really excited
about.
Yeah.
I felt like pooped my pants. Like I was like, so I saw him tweet it. I'm like, what? What?
You heard it here first, folks. Samantha almost pooped her pants.
www.bringbackmst3k.com.
Yep, that's it.
Circulate the URL.
Yeah, do that.
What did I text you?
You're just like, OMFG.
Running around screaming.
So anyway, let's move on to the big thing here. Nintendo held a huge Nintendo Direct.
For the first time since their president...
Satoru Iwata.
Yeah, passed away, which he was the big... He was the face of Nintendo Direct.
Well, he's the one that started it.
Yeah.
Those directs. So, and I was kind of curious to see how it would go. And it went well.
Yeah.
It went really well. The America got Reggie Fils-Aimé, or is that Fils-Aimé?
Fils-Aimé.
Fils-Aimé, yeah.
Fils-Aimé.
Yeah.
In my eye.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm surprised he hasn't legally changed it.
Yeah. But no, Reggie Fils-Aimé and I just said it weird again. I don't care.
Oh, well.
I don't care.
Reggie.
It's for me knowing French and his last name is
maybe you're right.
It looks French.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
His body is ready. That's all you really gotta know.
Yeah, and Bill Trinan. That's what I'm trying to get to. Bill Trinan, the other guy. They did the majority of it. Japan got the guy that would pop up with Iwata. Every once in a while and do like the skits that he did
for Japan.
But they announced a whole bunch of stuff, so let's go down the list.
They did do a real nice moment for Iwata
they
at
did.
The beginning.
They really did. That was really nice.
But yeah, let's get to the news. Let's get to the meat. Who cares about our emotions? there was Zelda stuff. Apparently, they are going to re-release Twilight Princess for the Wii U with HD upgrade and an amiibo.
Which is cool, because that means this is the third system that that game was on. It was a GameCube.
It was like one of the last
original
GameCube.
Wii, like, yeah. Dual launch, wasn't it?
It actually came out on Wii first, and then like a couple weeks later, it came out on
GameCube.
Gotcha.
Okay. But it was available for both.
Yeah. And it's another Zelda you can play. You can play almost all the Zeldas on the Wii U now.
That's cool.
Also, it's a very good Zelda game.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. I liked it.
I mean, there's a lot of filler garbage.
It's one of the better ones. Let's put it that way.
There's a lot of filler garbage where you gotta find these little trinkets as the wolf. Like a hide and seek kind of these little things.
Yeah,
because
you gotta heal the tree or whatever.
That's a bunch of crap. But it is. I mean, I finished it. It was good enough to where it held my attention all the way through. So
that's cool. And the collector's edition is coming with an amiibo,
a Wolf Link being ridden by Midna amiibo. That's
It looks really good. It's very cool. And from what they said, if you play Twilight Princess and save some data, it saves some data on that amiibo and then take it to the new
Wii U
Zelda
that
game
that doesn't have a title yet.
That has yet to be fully announced. It will unlock something.
It'll do something.
Yeah. Whether, you know, I bet it'll like give you a mode where you can turn into Wolf Link temporarily or something.
Something, yeah.
Something little, but just enough that makes having the amiibo worth.
Yeah. And there was a good 10 seconds of footage of the new Zelda, and it looks very, very pretty.
It looks really good. It kind of looks cel-shaded
a little bit. Yeah, it's cel-shaded in a way. It kind of makes it look like a Miyazaki thing a lot.
Yeah, it's not to the Wind Waker extremes, but it's... Yeah.
Or Skyward Sword. That one was kind of cel-shaded.
Skyward Sword kind of had like this painterly, Monet-esque... affectation to it, which looked really good. And I'm a pretty big Skyward Sword apologist. I kind of liked it, even though everyone hates it.
I haven't played it, so I don't have an opinion.
I mean, yeah, it's not the best Zelda by a long shot, but it's still a pretty solid game that it's worth your time.
That's cool. You know what? We don't have it on the list, but speaking of Zelda stuff, they did some more Hyrule Warrior Legends stuff.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
I forgot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, including... a new, brand new character, Linkle,
Girl Link, basically. She has two crossbows and is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I am excited. We're finally getting her.
Yeah, although I've seen a lot of people online, again, I made the mistake of reading the comment section, they hate the name.
It's a silly name.
It is a silly name. It is. I will admit that it is a silly name. But you know what? So is Link.
Yeah. I'm assuming that it's less silly in Japanese.
Oh, sure.
And that's why it's Linkle, but...
I wonder why they didn't name her, like, Linka, because that's, like, a real name.
Yeah. Like, you'd think maybe they'd localize it to Linka instead of Linkle.
Yeah. Unless she ties into the Tingle character.
Yeah, unless she's the love child of Link and Tingle.
Well, she does have that big... compass thing on her neck.
Yeah
kind of like Tingle's clock.
You never know, maybe she is like a sister of, you know, if, because Tingle's like a super fan of the fairies.
Yeah,
maybe Linkle is a super fan of Link.
Maybe,
like, maybe they come from a family of super crazy fans. Like, maybe they have a brother that's like way into that giant owl guy.
Well, Tingle has a bunch of brothers. They're in Wind Waker.
Well, then maybe he has one sister.
Yeah. The only thing they said about her is she comes from a village with a ton of Kukos.
Oh, okay. Which makes me think maybe that they'll actually put a new level, like they'll actually have a new mini story mode added with her instead of just being a character.
I'm just kind of excited to see how the crossbows go at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two crossbows is pretty sweet.
Yep. And if anyone thinks that this isn't them, Nintendo trying to test the waters for a female Link.
A female hero.
Type for the new Wii U game. If they don't think that, they're crazy. This is exactly
they should just give you a choice.
They should,
honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Pokemon has been giving you a choice for years. You might as well.
And it won't change the lore or the story any, because Link is such a blank slate.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, it would not make a difference.
Very few games actually have some kind of backstory for him.
Yeah, but anyway, we have too much stuff to go on. I want to save the one we have next on the list for last, because that's kind of big news. Mega Man Legacy is is coming out. It's
a Legacy Collection.
Yeah, it's the first six Mega Man games in one pack, plus a bunch of challenge modes, which are like the NES Remix style. Yeah,
it's
stuff.
Actually already out on PC, and I don't know if it's out on other consoles, but it's out on PC.
Yeah, and it's coming to 3DS soon, and again, coming packed with a gold Mega Man amiibo, which unlocks more modes or something like
that. Yeah, it gives you more challenges.
Which is cool.
And I mean, gold Mega Man, that's pretty
sweet. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Need more Mega Man in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Buy it so Capcom knows that people like Mega Man, and maybe we'll make a new game. Good Mega Man game.
Yeah.
A good one.
Yeah. God knows Mighty No. 9 doesn't look any good.
That game's never coming out. You know, they talked about that very briefly in the Direct.
Oh, yeah, they did.
It's never going to come out. That game's going to be in development forever. I just have a feeling.
That dash mechanic is garbage.
It is. It's really bad.
Like, everybody paid for a Mega Man game. Why is there this... Well, not a Mega Man game, but a Mega Man-like game. Why would you add this new mechanic that isn't Mega Man?
Yeah. Like, you have to dash into the enemy to...
Yeah, you have to, like, basically stun him with a gun until you can dash into him with the dash power? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense, because if you wait too long or you don't dash it just right, you end up running slam right into the enemy and taking a ton of damage, and it's just...
It's a bad idea.
The same thing with bosses. I mean, the demo had one boss in it, and... Yeah. Every time you go to attack it, to do actual damage to it, you end up having to get hit yourself because you can't jump back quick enough to not get hit once you dash into it. It's ridiculous. It's dumb. But what do we know? We're not game designers, I guess. Well, you kind of are, Cody. Dragon Quest.
We're getting two Dragon Quests for 3DS, which is awesome. I was super stoked because I love Dragon Quests, mm-hmm. and these two games have been kind of floating into the aether of will they localize it, will they not?
Yeah.
They are, both of them, Dragon Quest 7 and 8.
Oh, I'm so excited for 7, because I played 7 on the PS1, and I love that game.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
And it's so long mm-hmm. and amazing, and oh, God.
Yeah.
Just buy these games.
Yeah, do it.
Come on. Dragon Quest is easily some of the best JRPGs ever put out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
8 will be good too, but yeah, I'm more stoked for 7 because I played that one less than the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I beat 8. I mean, I've played 8. Yeah. I am excited for the other ones, though.
And the 7 one looks, you know, leaps and bounds better than the PlayStation one does.
Oh, man, yeah.
I think there's 3D models for the characters instead of sprites. So mm-hmm. It's something to look forward to. If it's not on your radar, it should be.
Yeah.
And in other JRPG news, the Final Fantasy Explorers.
Yeah, that's a game.
Coming to America.
That sure is
coming
something.
Coming to America.
It looks like kind of like a Monster Hunter Final Fantasy game. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, instead of having different weapons like in Monster Hunter, you got all the different staple Final Fantasy jobs.
Yeah. You can summon like specialized like characters or something.
Yeah, you can become classic characters from other Final Fantasy games if you have their armor and build up your transmeter or something. You can actually become.
Ah, okay.
So you're saying I had a possibility of becoming like Cecil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there was a bunch of them. Cecil, Cloud, Tifa.
Tifa was the one they highlighted a lot.
Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah, well.
There was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It looks really fun. Yep. I'll be stoked to get it.
Yeah. You do like Monster Hunter a lot.
Other RPG, and this is pretty exciting, they are releasing Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow to the 3DS Virtual Console.
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm super stoked about that, too.
The 151 is back, yo!
And they modded in wireless trading and battling. So
it's about darn time.
It's fully functional. Which is probably the one thing that had held them back from releasing it before.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm super excited about that because I'm looking at it through nostalgia glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, they still hold up. I've played the original not too long ago, and it's still just as good because it's basically the same as the new ones. They're not all that different.
No, not really. Yeah. All they've done is add a lot of Pokemon that look dumb. Seriously.
Keychain Pokemon.
Seriously, I hate.
To you.
I hate a lot of the newer ones.
It's just because they're not the ones you're used to. A lot of the newer ones are good.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at it with nostalgia goggles on.
Digimon was better.
Well, that's neither here nor there. I mean, a lot of people dump on the little garbage boy. I forget.
I like Trubbish.
I love Trubbish, too. He's one of my favorites. Like, oh, who's the Pokemon?
Trubbish and Garbodor?
Yeah, it's a Pokemon that's garbage. That's so dumb. It's like the original Pokemon had a Pokemon that's just a pile of goo.
Yeah,
like,
muck.
Like, how is that all that different from Trubbish?
Or one that is just a duck with onion stalk.
Yeah.
In its mouth. That's not like a special animal.
He's holding it.
It's just a duck.
Yeah. Or coughing and wheezing.
I like coughing and wheezing.
I think they're dumb. I've always hated them.
I like this too a lot. But there's nothing special about the original 151 that make them any better designed than any of the other ones, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's just you're more used to those ones.
Mm-hmm.
I do like, God, what's his name? The pumpkin one.
Punkaboo?
Yeah. Punkaboo.
Punkaboo and...
I don't know. I like the ones everybody thinks are dumb, too. I like the ice cream guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Vanillite and Vanillux.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I know too many.
See, I'm just realizing I know too many.
You did, like, in X and Y, like, capture almost all of them.
You caught them all.
Well, I have yet to finish the thing, but I have all the pre-evolutions to get all... to fill the decks in my copy of Alpha Sapphire. I am that close. Just because I have a lot of time, I have a lot of downtime at work. Okay, let's be real.
You don't have to justify your Pokemon playing. It's fine.
Yeah. See. Yeah. Again, I have a lot of downtime at work. That's why I play a lot of RPGs. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Star Fox.
Yes, dual barrel roll. Into the next topic. So they released a video of the new Star Fox game that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
I mean, it definitely harkens back to, you know, a good Star Fox game. And not like, I don't know, Star Fox Adventures.
Yeah, cool. Adventures is so bad.
They showed, a lot of the same stuff. But from, you know, they're not really breaking the mold or anything too much on this. I mean, it's still got the follow behind for most of the video or most of the level. Mm-hmm. And then you get the kind of 3D fly around for like the boss fights or the arena style.
And you get that walker. You get that chicken walker thing.
The Arwing can turn into a little chicken walker, which is cool.
I think it's cool. The tank came back.
And it has like a flight mode, which is cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Finally.
They got rid of the one thing about the tank that sucked. Yeah.
Other than the fact that it's slow and rolls like dirt.
Yeah. I love the little gyrocopter with the little Rob Robot on it.
That is very cool. I'm just happy that they've changed the voice actor on Slippy Toad. He is not nearly as annoying as any of the other games.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a little child.
Granted, the one I watched had the Japanese voice actor, so it's hard for me to tell. I've never heard Slippy's Japanese voice before.
I hope Star Wolf is in it.
I do too.
And the whole group. I love
Star Wolf, actually. Yeah. I love Wolf Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
Like Panther, who was only in the Star Fox Command.
Yeah, yeah. I can't let you do that, Star Fox.
What about General Pepper? The guy that gives you the missions?
Yeah.
Because he's a...
Forced Beatles reference.
Yeah,
he really is. Yeah. He really is.
Not even a good Beatles reference. Oh, man.
I watched this Honest Game trailer once for Star Fox 64. It was cracking me up because it was talking about all the different bosses. And it's like, Monkey Gundam! And it was literally a giant Gundam that looked like had a monkey head.
Oh, yeah.
And it launched just like the classic Gundam
on the rails off the ship. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, huh.
Andrew Oikini, I think, is that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nephew of Andross.
Yes. Yep. Uncle, save me! Oh, man.
Man, Star Fox 64 is such a good game.
It really was.
It still holds up really well.
I love the submarine level. I don't know why, but I do.
I wonder if they'll bring back the submarine. They haven't said.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's in that one free-to-play submarine game.
I hate 3DS. Steel Diver.
Yeah, Steel Diver.
Oh, I hate Steel Diver so much. It's
yeah,
so
but
boring.
Yeah, but you can get the Star Fox sub.
But it's so slow and boring and terrible.
Yeah. And it's a terrible weapon in Smash, too.
Yeah.
The Steel Diver gun. because those bullets are just like so slow.
Well,
just like the game, just like slow and terrible.
Yep. Speaking of Smash, yeah, the big news,
the biggest news from the Nintendo Direct that blew everyone's minds,
and I pooped my pants.
Cloud from Final Fantasy VII, a non-Nintendo.
Yeah, which only has he only has the most tenuous, like tiny connection to Nintendo at all.
Yeah, is going to be one of the new four new DLC characters for this round of Smash. Yeah, you know, when the news hit, I was super super excited, but I don't know. Now that I've calmed down a little bit.
I just like how unbelievable it is.
Oh, it's completely unbelievable. It's like
no one would have ever guessed.
It's like putting Superman into Smash Brothers because
there was that Superman game for 64.
But not even that, because there was at least a couple of Superman games on Nintendo consoles. Cloud was in what?
Kingdom Hearts and this new
Final Fantasy Explorers, and that's it, really. His main game was not ever on this, or any of his ancillary games, really, were never on Nintendo consoles.
I was going to say that Kingdom Hearts wasn't on Nintendo, but then I remember the crappy Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, that's
it. And there's some DS ones that are actually fairly decent.
Yeah, but it's neat. I mean, it's becoming, Smash is becoming not so much a celebration of Nintendo games, but a celebration of games in general.
Yeah. Or just celebration of people connected to Nintendo in some kind of way.
Yeah.
But the downside, I mean, he is just another anime sword guy. Yeah, another anime with a sword.
I mean, his summons and stuff look really cool. I don't know if that was...
Well, that's the stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are stage hazards for the Midgar stage.
So he's just going to have regular freaking sword moves.
Pretty much. Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah,
maybe you'll get lucky and he'll throw out like a Fira or something.
Yeah, or like he'll throw some Gashel greens out and a Chocobo will come running. I don't know.
He'll hit you with a Materia Ball.
Well, that would be kind of neat if they added a weapon, like a throwable weapon, like the Pokeballs or like the Assist Trophy, and they're like the Materia Balls that do something. That would be neat. It's not going to happen.
No.
But I'm glad to see something from Final Fantasy being Smash, because it kind of needed to be. It's one of the longest standing, most popular game series,
which started on Nintendo.
Wish they would have picked a different character, honestly.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen something more from the classic era, but also I'm a huge classic era Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah.
I mean, give us a generic character like
Black Mage or Fighter.
Or if you needed to go with a named character, go with a character from 6, because it's a Final Fantasy. It's very popular, and it was actually on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
it was
like the last mainline Final Fantasy on the Nintendo system.
Yeah, give us like Terra.
Yeah,
which would have also filled the niche of having another female fighter, which the game is sorely lacking.
It really does. But it kind of gives one hope to maybe they'll bring in other characters.
I don't think they're going to do any other Final Fantasy characters.
The whole reveal for Cloud, I'm like, okay, when's Sephiroth coming in?
I know, right?
Yeah. I kind of expected
Vincent.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I wouldn't mind playing as Barret.
That'd be cool.
Barret would be pretty cool, yeah. But again, that's still kind of the same.
I know.
Although at least he doesn't have a sword.
Yeah.
No.
You know?
You could basically be like a Samus or a Gunner clone, and it would work.
Yeah.
Kate Sith.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be cool, but I don't know. That means there are 3 slots left for Smash.
Goku, Goku, and Goku.
if they put Goku in there, I won't.
Oh my god,
that's
Smash
terrible.
Will be him going Super Saiyan.
That would be the worst.
Or doing like the Spirit Ball or Kamehameha.
I mean, they got freaking Cloud. Why not? What's the big deal with Goku? It's about the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But interesting. Very interesting Nintendo Direct, I think.
Yeah.
they came really out of the gate and really hit with some really good stuff.
I'm actually glad they're acknowledging Zelda Wii U after that rumor that was floating around that it might not even come out on the Wii U.
Yeah. A lot of people have been saying that Cloud in Smash means that the Final Fantasy 7 remake is going to come to the NX.
I don't see that happening.
But I think Cloud being in Smash means that Cloud is in Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, you know, underlying agenda there.
Yeah, I think you're conspiracy theorying when you're doing
a little hard.
Yeah, it's like, do you have a corkboard on your wall with strings going Final Fantasy Cloud and Smash, Final Fantasy Explorers, NX, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Circle, question mark?
Yeah. You know, and it's the same thing with Ryu. Street Fighter V is not going to be on any Nintendo console anytime soon because it's partially paid for by Sony. So.
Oh, man, I actually kind of forgot that Ryu was in there.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of my favorite characters in Smash now,
Yeah, yeah.
Really
cool. Oh, if you know the tilt inputs, man, you pretty much just wreck shop. It's the great. It's the best. Yeah, I can't think if there's anything else from the Direct.
Not particularly. I think we pretty much...
Yeah, I think we covered it.
Nailed it. I mean, anything else is probably inconsequential. The Mario Paper Jam looks really cool.
That looks fun. Yeah.
There's not really...
Paper Jam.
Is it's like another RPG.
Oh, it's another Mario Paper?
It's Mario and Luigi RPG meets Paper Mario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like a weird crossover. It looks really fun.
Yeah.
Those Mario RPGs are always good.
They're good. I'm getting slowly closer to beating Mario and Luigi Dream Team. I finally picked that back up. That's fun.
I never finished it, but it was good. I really enjoy it. They have a good sense of humor. They're goofy RPGs.
Anyway, I wish we could skip over it, but we kind of teased it earlier in the show. so we got to do this real quick. There is a fan theory online that Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think it's true, but it surprisingly doesn't have holes in it.
Like yeah.
It's the way people present it. It could be possible, but it's not. But it's an interesting idea to think about.
It would be too goofy to actually be in the movie. Like, I can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
It'd be like in one of those, like, Elseworld comics.
Yeah. Essentially what they're saying is between Jar Jar Binks being able to jump higher and better than most other Gungans, or all other Gungans shown in the movie, him, whenever he's talking to anyone and he's kind of getting people to change their minds, his arms are kind of flapping back and forth, which could be taken as like doing the Force, like wave your hand over
Jedi
saying,
mind trick.
Mind trick.
Yeah.
The fact that he's really he's the one that introduced the idea that the Galactic Senate become a empire.
It wasn't so much that. It was giving Palpatine
more control.
Yeah, more control.
And the fact that after the Senate is pretty much dissolved, he's still around. He's still one of Palpatine's higher ups, along with that blue-haired guy with the horns and the few other people.
Yeah, he is the actual representative of Naboo after Padme passes away.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. In the movie, it's pretty much saying that he's a patsy. He's being set up as a patsy for the whole thing, but it can be taken. And between that,
he introduces Anakin to Padme, kind of too.
He does. I don't know. And between that, and between what George Lucas said about, you know, he loved the idea of having a character that seems completely inconsequential become a big, huge deal. He was talking about Yoda, but it can certainly be applied in this sense to Jar Jar Binks. And they're saying that, you know, this Supreme Chancellor Snoke for Force Awakens, who is being mocapped by Andy Serkis, is super tall and has been around forever. Jar Jar Binks is 6'5", and he's been around since the beginning. Maybe he's the secret head of the Knights of Ren.
it's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
It's so stupid, but it's not real, but yeah, it's not fun
real.
To think about.
It's
it
not
works.
Real.
It works, but it's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is...
It's like
if we were lesser beings, we could almost say, oh man, this it makes a little too much sense to be this much consequence.
Yeah.
It's like how Scrappy Doo was the villain in the James Gunn Scooby Doo movie.
Scrappy Doo for James Bond 2016.
But it would be the same as that.
It would.
Like, oh, you guys hate this guy. Now he's the bad guy. Like,
yeah.
Hey, that was great.
That was a
great
turn.
Oh,
yeah,
it was good.
Though.
It was good in a Scooby Doo movie, but it's not good in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Misa been waiting for you for a long time, Luke Skywalker.
Oh man.
Jar Jar.
A super old like Jar Jar Binks with red eyes and a red lightsaber with the Palpatine cloaks.
Oh man, with the dark side of the Force taint, he'd be almost like white.
Yeah, he
would. A white Gungan.
Oh man. I want it to happen.
Now you want it.
I know, I want that. Okay, anyway, we've been going on too long, so got to get out of here. Check us out each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
You can email us with any questions or comments at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet us tweets at @nerd_overload.
Yep. And again, I'm not going to talk about this forever, but for the next couple episodes, WZMOFM.com. Listen to us when the show actually airs.
10 a.m.
and 9 p.m. over there. Right now, it seems like it's the only way we can... I haven't updated the our website with new shows, so it's right now it's the only way you can listen to it. But I'll have those other shows up soon. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Peace out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.